It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump shared their same stage at a charity event in New York Thursday night. The Al Smith dinner featured the two candidates trading what were intended to be humorous barbs. Here's Clinton mocking Trump's request that they take a drug test before last night's debate.
Donald wanted me drug tested before last night's debate. And look, I got to tell you, I am so flattered that Donald thought I used some sort of performance enhancer. Now, actually, I did. It's called preparation.
Trump's barb at Clinton made reference to criticism he received for speaking unfavorably about a TV celebrity, Rosie O'Donnell.
You know, last night, I called Hillary a nasty woman. But this stuff is all relative. After listening to Hillary rattle on and on and on, I don't think so badly of Rosie O'Donnell anymore. In fact, I'm actually starting to like Rosie a lot.
Meantime, joking aside, earlier Trump revealed he will accept the election results if he wins. But during Wednesday night's debate, Trump said he would not immediately accept the result of the election, prompting President Barack Obama to tell voters at a rally in Florida Thursday that Trump's casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election is not helpful. Widespread election fraud has been extremely rare in U.S. politics in modern times. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State is going much faster than expected. Al-Abadi spoke in Paris, where foreign